Hello and welcome to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hi.
Hey, babe.
How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
I'm good.
It's been a second since we've been here.
It has been a second.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
We're back.
It's like we celebrated episode 100. We had pizza.
We did.
And then we took a break.
We did.
But it was a productive break.
It was a very productive break.
Yes.
Do you want to tell everybody what we've been up to?
I mean, what we've been up to is, in addition to the cleaning and organizing spaces of our house,
yes,
we have taken steps to start the process of getting certified,
yes, sir,
as relationship coaches.
Come on.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Yes, it is.
So it's like, for those that have been following along, and for maybe those that haven't been following along, so we've been talking about books, which we're in the process of that. It seems like the subject in my brain keeps changing on the book. So,
yeah, and that's fine.
And it is fine. I think it's fine.
It's a process.
It's a journey. It is a journey. And that's kind of probably going to be one of the titles of something along the way. But we were kind of encouraged, tagged, something that we had already been talking about for over a year now, as far as being marriage mediators.
Yeah, marriage coaches,
and then we've been on the hunt, had a sit down with one of our amazing favorite people, pastors, and his beautiful, amazing wife, and just kind of laid it out and said, "This is our thoughts. This is our heart." There's a great need in the church. Not just for the marriages,
there's a
but
great need, period.
There's a great need.
Yeah.
There's a great need across the board. You're right. But it's that space of, we were recognizing more and more, it's not just marriages, it's families, it's friends, it's people, right? Just people needing to learn how to better maneuver and communicate with the people that they love.
Yeah.
And so we went on a journey. We found a great online something for, I get to be the guinea pig. I'm starting this out. And then you get to follow behind me.
Yes.
Possibly.
And read over all your notes.
Read over all my notes, take all of my stuff, do all of the things. And then we'll just keep moving and just keep building and keep asking the Holy Spirit to guide us and show us what the next step is, but it's just good.
Yeah.
It's just really good. And us putting our hand to the plow, our feet to the fire, and saying, we genuinely believe that, our marriage has been and is a good example for others. And we just want to be able to share some tips and tools, to make every relationship, because the foundations that we have in our marriage very much translate over to even our children.
Yes.
And I believe we have a very good, solid communication relationship with our kids. We can talk to them just about anything,
yes,
whether they want to have a conversation about just about
There's
anything.
That.
But the fact is that they know that they can. And that's important.
Yeah.
So that's what we have been working on. That's why you guys have not seen us for a second.
And then in the middle of that, there was a women's conference.
There was a women's conference.
Occupied a lot of our time.
Oh, man.
Outside of normal stuff.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's true. It was Awaken the Warriors.
Yeah. It was a good weekend.
It was a very good weekend. Yeah. So it was just a lot. And you're in the middle of projects, woodworking projects, and doing things and building that big, beautiful brain as you build things. And our kids, one of them having a surgery and the other one starting baseball. And it's just, life has gotten busy, but it's a good busy.
Yeah.
And we hope that everybody just cruises along on this fun little journey with us.
Yeah.
So glad you guys are here. Thanks
yes.
for sticking around. And the next several weeks, month or two,
month at the most.
You think a month at the most?
Yeah.
Maybe
just a hair over a month, but I don't think. Yeah.
We actually polled.
It's gonna be a several part series.
Our friends, and asked them to send in some questions for us.
Yeah.
because part of us is like, we want to do, we love these interviews. We love getting a chance to, but we're also in the vein of, what do you guys want to talk about? Like, what do you want to have a conversation about? And even though it's you and I talking, when we're answering these questions for our friends, it's us bringing them to the table, even though they're kind of a silent
interviewer. Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's almost like we're getting interviewed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we ask some questions, and we do. We have roughly, I don't know, probably a good month, a little over a month's worth. Yeah. Oh, and the first week of weekend of May, we're going to be MIA. Because why, babe?
I mean, we're going to, well, I plan on recording.
Are you going to record us?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I'm going to plan on recording.
Okay.
So it'll be the like movie magic.
Ooh.
But. Yeah, but yes, our anniversary is coming up, so
excited.
And somebody at work, I was telling that it's going to be our 12th anniversary.
Yeah.
He was jealous because I have beat him, because he's only at 11.
So let's talk about that just for a second, because we've been very blessed with having this opportunity to just share with everybody and have everybody come in and talk to us.
Yeah.
But... there's some days where you and I are like, are we even doing anything here? Are we even really making a difference?
Yeah.
And you said...
It's like, we know we've got people that listen to us.
Yes.
And we truly appreciate all of
yes,
you.
Yes, we do.
You know, there are times, though, that there's the... I mean, I'll say it's almost like the worldly person,
mm-hmm.
the worldly part of me that like, you know, oh, but we're not getting, you know, like... over 100 downloads per episode, or
right.
we're not, you know, getting like massive audience, you know,
right.
but it's like, I know it's going to happen
yes.
because ultimately I know this is what God has told us to do.
Right.
You know, for
right.
until he tells us to stop, this is what God has told us to do.
Yeah.
And you know what? We are going to be obedient. And
yeah.
this is what we are supposed to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we've been called to. So we will talk, because I'll be honest, I feel more comfortable talking to a microphone in a dark room than in front of a group of people.
And I'm all for it. Let's go. It means I get to go shopping and get new shoes.
That's right.
But you said that you actually had somebody approach you from work of all places.
So I had a coworker approach me, because he said, because somehow this podcast came up in conversation, or he had known about it. And he was like, yeah, that's really awesome. I want you to know that you challenged me. I was like, what? I'm like in my mind, I'm like, do you listen? What's going on? And he said, you challenged me without anything you said, without you knowing it. Cause he's like, one day I was I was walking outside of work, and I saw you getting out of the car. Your wife was driving. So you get out of the passenger side, you come around, she gets out of the car, you give her a kiss goodbye, and he's like, I could tell you guys loved each other.
Aww.
And then next words out of his mouth, he's like, but now I am petty. He's like, I'm petty and competitive.
This is fantastic.
And he's like, now there is no way that Luke loves his wife more than I love my wife. So he decided that he was going to go and start making sure that he was kissing his wife, letting her know that she loved him.
I absolutely love
him. And that she didn't have any doubts in her mind.
Yes.
She did start questioning, like, what is going on? But he's like, look. So he told me, he's like, listen, you are challenging and influencing people, whether you know it or not.
Wow.
That reminder that people are watching, whether you know it or not.
Man.
Whether it's us, whether it's you, whether it's anybody, you
that's
know,
huge.
Pastor, people on the street,
yeah,
people are watching your actions, our actions,
yeah,
and will go from there.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah,
that's powerful.
So that was a fun story.
I love that. I love that, because it lines up with what our beautiful girl has said, and I'm pretty certain that I have shared this before, but if I haven't, that she herself has said, like, you guys look married.
Yeah.
She'll come across different people that, you know, like either church or just in passing. And all of a sudden she's like, oh, wait, they're married? I didn't know they were married.
Right.
You can't tell that they're married. And it's like, I know that we did a, I know we did a podcast of, do you look married or whatever, right, but it was just, how do you interact? You know, even our children, right? Like our children know that they're loved, know that when they come into a space with us, that they are important, you know, that there's nothing else that it, that outweighs them in that space. And it's just like, does whoever it is that you are in that confines with, or that you're in that space with, do they know that you care?
Right.
And you're going to, and they're going to know you. They're going to know you by your love for one another. They're going to know you by your actions. So
that's what it all comes down to.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
So but yeah, fun story.
That is a fun story. Yeah. When, so if your coworker is listening, no, you cannot be loving your wife more than my
that's
husband
right.
loves me.
I win.
It's just Luke wins.
I win.
Yeah. At least by another year. See.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get them all stoked. It's fine. It's fine. Okay, babe. So do you want me to,
well,
just,
first,
how
first
do you want
off,
to do this?
Well, first off, I know that we kind of said what we're going to be doing. So
yes.
I'm labeling this series questions from the audience.
I
you
love
know,
that.
Super simple, you know, kind of reminded me of, you know, back in the day when we would watch, you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you know, poll the audience.
Poll the
audience. So this is questions from the audience. Part one.
Yeah. So this comes from, I suppose I can say who it comes from, you think?
Yeah, why not?
I don't think it's a problem.
No.
Or I'll leave it anonymous.
Yeah, leave it anonymous.
I'll leave it anonymous. It's fine.
And I'm gonna suggest read the whole 3-part question.
The whole 3-part.
And then we'll attack part by part.
You got it. Okay. So I'll just say from one of my besties, and those that know me know it, you're in my sphere. You're one of my favorite people. It just is. So she says, what is a healthy age to begin dating? Is the length of dating time up to the couple? And how do you know when it's marriage time?
And those are really good questions.
Very, very good questions. And I'm like, we have a 9-year-old and a 19-year-old. So part of me kind of goes like, do we even have an opinion here? Our daughter. Okay. So when I was growing up, my mom said that I was not allowed to date until I was 16.
Yeah.
Was there
and
an
my
age?
Parents, yep. My parents were the same with my sister and I.
16. Yep. Okay. So in my mind, I'm like, for the most part, you're able to drive. You're able to go do things.
And that's what we said to Gabri.
Yeah.
You know, we said 16 is the limit.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I've known other couples, other families that have said 18.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I think that's one of those things that I would encourage parents to sit and have that conversation with each other of where do we want to draw that line for our kids.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, have it be a conversation between you as spouses, have it be a conversation with you and the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you just kind of say, you know, we're going to see how our kids are and go from there, you know, because some kids are a little more mature.
Correct.
And can handle stuff. You know, let's say, you know, I've seen 18-year-olds that are less mature and responsible than 15-year-olds.
Yes.
You know, and so it's, you know, I don't want to sit there and say, well, it's up to the kid. You know, when they feel they're ready, they're ready.
Right.
But, you know, I would say somewhere in that 18 or 16 to 18.
Yeah.
I think that's a good limit.
Yeah.
A good bar.
Yeah.
To set.
I like what you're saying because I always go back to it and dating and getting a cell phone kind of are not the same. We understand that, but it kind of is. Like, what is your responsibility level? Are you mature enough to handle? I would even go as far as, because it's like, what is a healthy age to begin dating? Like in my brain, the scientific part of you says your frontal lobe hasn't even developed fully until you're like 25 or 26, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say not to date somebody before then.
And on average, males are in puberty until they're 28, 30.
Almost 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. So having those kind of factors in, I would say with a healthy dating I think what makes a healthy age to begin dating, I think you need to also put not just healthy age, but healthy dating.
Yeah.
Because you and I had boundaries. We had guidelines. Mm-hmm. I know that we've shared this with our daughter. She's, even when she was able to date, like she didn't until, I don't know, 17, yeah. almost 18 years old. And then it was, you will have you have a curfew.
Yeah.
There's, you know, obviously there's certain spaces that you want to be in and certain spaces you don't. You're not going to go into, you know, the opposite sex's bedroom.
It's down to, you know, where are those boundaries?
Right.
What are you, what are the boundaries and expectations that you are setting for your child?
Right.
Knowing that the patterns and behaviors that you as mom and dad are doing and you know, are portraying in the mm-hmm. household is what your child or children are going to mimic.
Right.
And they're going to mirror, you know, whether or not, you know, it will be the do as I, you know, it, they will do as you do. They will not necessarily do as you say.
Correct.
You
Correct.
Know? So yeah, I would say it's a lot of it is prayer.
Yeah.
A lot of conversations because I mean, I would even start that conversation around the time of, do we want to have kids? You know, because in my mind, that's one of those questions along with how are we going to discipline our child?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, after the child is born, you know, it's the, you know, do we want a homeschool? Do we want a private school? Do we want a public school?
Right.
You know, some of those questions about how they're raised, I think that early should start the question of when is a good, healthy age for dating?
Yeah.
Because again, it's there is no universal age.
Number.
There is no magical miracle, you know, knowledge that, you know, it's, we were joking the other day, you know, it's not like as soon as you turn 18, you get like all the knowledge of the world and you know how to run things. I now have my life together. I'm 18. There are a lot of 18-year-olds that think like that, but it's not necessarily true.
Right.
So I think, you know, again, it needs to be an agreed upon conversation, a big conversation. And then, you know, you kind of teach your children leading up to that point about what is a healthy relationship?
Yes.
What does healthy dating look like?
Yes.
You know, what should dating look like? You know, talking about boundaries, talking about expectations, you know, so I think, again, that needs to be that big, long-term conversation.
Yeah, because what did you say to me the other day? Remember, you were talking about young ladies are raised to...
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It was something that I saw. It was... Men are raised being taught how to treat women, but not taught what to expect from women. Whereas a lot of women are taught what to expect from a man, but not taught how to treat a man.
Man.
And it is. It's very true because, again, you know, it's there are things that men are taught about women, but they're not really taught, you know, again, a lot of people are not taught what a healthy relationship is.
Right.
You know, they're taught this is, you know, for men, that's like, this is what you will do, that you will provide. You will, you know, safety and security and shelter, and you will, you know, be the breadwinner, and you will do this. You will take the hits, you know, all of that.
Right.
You know, but it's never, this is the, hey, look for the green flags.
Yes.
You know, again, everybody talks about watch out for the red flags, but nobody really teaches these are what green flags look like.
Yeah.
You know, these are the positive qualities that you need to hunt out in a relationship.
Yes. Yes.
You know, we always joke, funny, not funny, you know, serious, kidding. We know what unhealthy relationships are.
Yes.
You know, we in our own personal lives have experienced numerous unhealthy relationships.
Yes.
You know, so we can bring that to the table when we talk to Gabri, eventually when we talk to Sebastian mm-hmm. about what does a healthy relationship look like?
Yeah.
What are the green flags you should look for?
Yeah.
I know there are some people that have not been blessed with the experience of unhealthy relationships. but again, it's almost back to the testimony of I've loved Jesus from day one. I've never tasted Egypt. It's like right there. That is the ultimate green flag to look for.
Yeah.
You know the green flags. You know, because of your relationship with God that you've had from day one.
Yeah.
You know the green flags to look for.
Right.
You know, dear God, show me what the green flags are. Okay. Here we go.
Yes. That's good. No, I love that. So I think that to reiterate, I'm in the firm boat of 16. I think 16. At the absolute earliest, but that ultimately is the discretion of, the parent.
Yeah.
Is the length of dating time up to the couple? So I'm kind of curious, I'm not quite sure what they're asking. Is the length of dating time up to the couple? How do you know when it's marriage time? So I'm wondering if maybe those two are going to coincide.
I feel like they are. Mm. Because it is. It's the, how long should you be together before you know? How long is, how long is too long before you should realize that it's not going to go towards marriage?
Yeah. And I think that kind of stems back to how healthy is that relationship from the beginning?
Agreed.
What kind of foundation? I've got something there.
Yeah.
What kind of foundation are you pouring out in order for the relationship, as far as the length of the couple?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I will give my super simple answer of, is the length of dating time up to the couple? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
It is up to God. It is up to Jesus.
Ooh, come on, babe. I was ready for you to say something about the parent, but
nope,
no, you're talking about God.
Nope. I will say it is up to God's timing.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I want to say, some people probably think that I'm saying that tongue in cheek, but
no, you're
I'm really not,
sincere.
because it is. It's a healthy relationship, especially a healthy Christian relationship, is you are doing this to glorify God.
Yes.
All that you are doing is to glorify God.
Yeah.
And, therefore your relationship, your eventual marriage, mm-hmm. your family should all reflect the goodness of God, the glory of God.
Yeah.
It should reflect a picture of the kingdom.
Yeah.
In scripture, it talks about how we, the church,
mm-hmm.
are a picture of the bride and Christ is the groom.
Right.
And we as people are prepared for that eventual marriage to mm-hmm. the groom. And mm-hmm. so, I mean, even that, the church to the kingdom is a picture of marriage. So why shouldn't our earthly relationships, marriages, why shouldn't that also reflect that image?
Yeah.
Why are we saying, okay, church is one thing, mm-hmm. worship, pray, that's all to God.
Right.
But, relationationships, just God doesn't need to be in your relationship. God doesn't need to be in your dating.
Oh, no. No, he needs to be dead center. Yeah, foundation.
Because, I've seen, we've both seen, some people, they can be together for a month or two,
mm-hmm.
get married, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, they're celebrating 50, 75 years.
51 for your parents
51
this year.
For my parents, yeah, in a couple of days.
They tell the love story.
So my parents met while they were in the military. My dad was in his training, his tech school. My mom was, it was her first duty assignment. They were in the middle of nowhere, Illinois. My dad was performing. He was singing and playing his guitar in a coffee house. And my mom basically picked him up.
It's the cutest thing.
Yes, it really is. About 3 months later, my dad was done with school and was getting orders to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. And they looked at each other and said, well, we can take the chance of running into each other again sometime,
mm-hmm.
or we can get married and see what happens. And they got married. I think maybe one or two people from my mom's side of the family was able to make it to the wedding.
Yeah.
But they got married on base, and it is, here it is, you know, 51 years later, they're still married.
They're adorable.
They are. They're fun to watch. You know, it has not always been hearts and sunshine, flowers and rainbows. They've had their rough years. They've had their lean years.
Yeah.
But, you know, they raised two kids that are, you know, for the most part, pretty well adjusted.
I mean, I like you. Your sister's cool, too, but yeah. I like you.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it's like I know people that, you know, can date for a short time and it works out. Mm-hmm. I know other people that they can date for 3, 4, 5 years, decide to get married, and a year or two later, they're already talking about divorce.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You know, there is no, again, just like with the dating, there's no magic formula. There's no, oh, well, you hit this mark, so therefore,
yeah,
you know, that's good to go. You know, I heard once a majority of men will know within the first 4 to 6 weeks of a relationship whether or not it has a future.
Okay.
And I can, yeah. Can you're you pretty stunned about that.
Can you testify to that?
I can, yeah.
What week did you?
I don't know. I didn't keep a journal or diary back then. But I don't now. But I make it sound like I'm. Look at me writing in my journal every night. Oh, today, dear diary,
babe. But you knew.
I did.
Eventually, you knew.
I knew. I knew pretty early on.
I was going to say mine was pretty quick.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say early on, it wasn't necessarily did I know that I was 100% going to marry you.
Yeah.
But I knew that there was some type of future.
Okay.
You know, that at least, yes, I need to pursue this.
Okay.
And see what's going on.
Yeah.
Again, I had help from God. A lot of help from God.
I mean, we both did. It's just what it boils down to. We both did.
Yeah. So again, I you know, it's kind of cheesy. It's kind of a cop out, but it is.
I don't think it is.
You know,
though.
It's you know, what are you two praying about? You know,
are you praying?
Are you praying together?
You know,
I mean, because again, it's like early on, you know, while we were courting and all, and you know, I'll put in a little, you know, plug for that, you know, are people dating or are people courting?
Because dating is, you're just hanging to have a good time.
Yeah.
Courting, you are together and you're moving towards a destination.
It's almost like dating on a purpose.
You are dating on purpose. Yes.
You know, you're holding yourself to a higher standard.
Yes.
But again, you know, it's, you know, in your relationship, it's not just important that, you know, you go off and pray, I go off and pray, but are we coming together and praying?
Yeah.
You know, are we, you know, if we go to church together, are we worshiping together? Are we getting prayer together?
It's good.
You know, are we getting prayer roughly at the same time? Not necessarily at the, you know, together, but are we on the prayer floor?
Yeah.
Bearing our souls before God saying, you know, God, fix
deal
me.
Deal with me.
Fix me. Deal with me.
Yeah.
You know, and are you doing that? Or are you just, I'm hanging out, you know, we're just hanging out quietly on the couch, watching movies,
Netflix
and that's
chill.
Our dating. Yeah.
Right.
You know, well, we watch all these movies together while we're scrolling through our phones, so that's us dating.
And it's like, no, that's not communicating. That's not having a conversation. That's not a relationship.
Yeah.
Or you're making out. I mean, we'll just put it where it is. Like, you know, I really like the way that they make me feel.
Yeah.
I've heard that one a lot. I really like the way that he makes me feel. Yeah. I'm like, okay, but like, is there substance? Does he bring substance to the plate? Do you bring substance to the plate?
Yeah.
Is this just, you guys are physically, you have chemistry? Because physical chemistry is beautiful. Like, that was my first marriage. Physical chemistry? Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as far as it went.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of don't, I mean, that's it, right? Like, okay, we have some things in common. Okay, that's great. Is there anything, do you have any common goals? Do you have something that you're both striving for?
Right.
Like, we're not saying you have to be the same person. You don't have to have the same life situation, but there are some definite things when it comes to marriage. How are you? You nailed it before. Like, how are we going to, if we have children, do you want children?
Yeah.
Right. If we do have children, how are we raising children? You want me to be home now?
Yeah.
Well, I was moving towards having a career and being a business person and blah, blah.
Let's talk about, you know, what kind of career do you want? What kind of, let's talk about finances, you
That's
know, bring
it.
Those kind of things.
That's
into it. You know, do we want to have, you know, what kind of financial health do we want to have in our marriage?
Right.
You know, it's a lot of those questions that I feel need to happen.
Yes. Yes.
Together. You
yes.
can have them guided.
Yes.
At times. But ultimately, you need to have a whole lot of these conversations together.
Yeah. And it's so funny because you'll hear people say, man, that's just not romantic. With
cares?
All due respect, guys, like
who cares?
Anybody that's been in marriage for however many years, for any period of time, like even our daughter, you know, she'll listen to us, like literally go over our grocery list or just something.
Yeah.
Is this what marriage is? Well, I mean, no, but yeah. Like, I mean, this is, you're running with your best friend. You're kicking around. You're having a good time, but you're living life and you're making life decisions.
And
hey, guess what?
Life.
Groceries is part of that life decision. You know, what would you like to have for dinner tonight? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's make some pizzas for the kids and just.
Yeah. It's not all, you know, hey, do we want to go, you know, do we want to go skydiving this weekend or do we go want to go rent quads? You know, it's
right.
No, it's, you know, hey, Sam's is open for another 3 hours. We need to get going.
We do. Yes. Yes.
you know, there can be those moments of, you know, the hearts and the flowers and the butterflies.
Again, our anniversary trip is coming up and we are all sorts of squishy about
we
it.
We are.
Yeah.
You know, but again, there will be those lean, those rocky.
Yes.
You know, those, oh my gosh, if she breathed like that one more time, I am going to start swinging. You know, there will be those thoughts.
You are right.
There will be those thoughts.
You
and how
right.
do you handle those thoughts coming into your head? Do you smile and say, good morning, I love you? Or or do you just grumble and walk out the room?
Yes.
You know?
It depends on the day.
Right. Right.
And you go, and then you send them a meme that says, I need you to not breathe quite as loud.
Right.
And make them laugh and go, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
You know? Yes.
You know, but it is. And you know, I know I've heard stories. You know, some churches and some pastors are really good at premarital counseling when it comes to this. I've heard some are not, you know, and you know, it again, it's I think it has to be what kind of couple are you looking at?
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes age is a really big factor on should there be a lot of premarital counseling or should there not be premarital, you know, or, you know, a lot versus a little. Sorry, not a lot or none. That there should
Everybody
be.
Should
there
have
there
some.
There
yes.
there will be. You know, and because again, not But I'm not saying, you know, all young couples need a whole lot of marriage counseling.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, have those meetings and find out where is the couple.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just, okay, well, you've got 3 sessions with me, you know, 3-hour-long sessions, and then we'll get married and you're good to go.
Yeah.
you know, so I do. It feels like a lot of this episode is, you know, conversations. You know,
conversations,
you know,
yep.
The first, you know, when should they, a healthy age for healthy dating, you know, parents need to have that conversation.
Yes.
A lot of conversations about that.
And if you're somebody that is already out of the house, right?
Yeah.
Or you're at a certain age, again, like we have our 9-year-old, we have our 19-year-old, looking at her and saying, there's certain expectations that you want and it's healthy. This is what healthy looks like.
Yeah.
You're not like we see that the list, the videos of the girls with the list of this guy better not take me out on this place and this place and this place for our first date. And it's like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, is he gentle? Is he kind?
Yeah.
Does he love God? Does he seem to blow off the handle really quickly? Like, tell them about your coworker that he was over people and they were always wanting to get married. And what did, what would,
well,
what
gonna,
did?
I wasn't going to tell that yet. I was going to wait till the next one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to wait till the next part.
Which one?
The how do you know when it's time to, when it's marriage time?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can move on then. We can move on to that.
Let me back up a little bit because you were talking about lists.
Yeah.
I do think it's important, you know, again, back with the healthy dating and the length of dating time, I encourage males and females to make lists.
Yeah.
But not the, you know, needs to be a certain height, needs to make a certain amount of money, needs to, you know, drive a certain car.
Right.
Not the list of, well, he needs to give me this ring, otherwise I'm not saying yes to the proposal. But have the list of, is he gentle? Is he kind? Is he spirit-filled?
Yeah.
You know, is that important to you?
Yeah.
You know, does he want kids?
Yeah.
You know, make that
list.
Is she naggy?
Is she kind?
Will she be my cheerleader?
How does she speak to the waiter or the waitress?
Yeah.
How does she respond in whatever situation?
Yeah. Yes. Make that list.
Yeah.
Make that list.
Yeah. Because one of the young ladies that lived with us for a season, for about 3 years, she had her absolute best friend. It was her buddy, her ride or die. Yep. And all of a sudden, she wakes up one day and is like, oh, I have feelings, I think. And the thing that you said, like, because she had a list, which was really sweet because she went over the list with our sweet girl.
Yep.
And she's like, well, this is everything that he is, you know, kind of thing. And you just looked at her and you said, would you trust him to pray for you?
Yeah.
Like, do you trust him with your heart?
Yeah.
Not just your heart, but also your spiritual life. Do you trust him? And she unequivocally, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I think you have your answer.
Yeah.
If this is somebody that you literally can be your absolute best and your absolute worst, and somebody that can challenge you and somebody that can encourage you, somebody that can say, you're having a rough day, or somebody that can come alongside you and say, hey, we're better than that. Let's keep moving.
Right.
Like, that's the kind of person that you want in your life. That to me are the healthy boundaries that you want to have surrounding you.
Yeah.
You want somebody that doesn't complete you because you are a complete person. You are a complete, listen to me, guys, you are a complete person. This is not 100%. A 50-50 situation. He doesn't give 50%. I don't give 50%. It's 100%, 100%. We are complete people. God already completes us.
Yep.
Don't do that to a person. Don't do that to a friend. Don't do that to a church. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that. But what that does is that person comes alongside you and they bring the best out of you.
Yeah.
They
enhance you.
They enhance you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's... yeah, you know, when you were saying that, you know, when you are dating, when you are courting, you know, when you think about hanging out with this person, you know, does that bring a smile to your face?
Mm.
Does it make you want to kind of like skip down the road a little bit?
Yeah.
Or is it okay, let's go.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yucky.
You know, but there are some dating relationships that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, they feel tired from hanging out and dating this person.
Aww.
And it's like, and why are you hanging around then?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, well, they're a good guy. It's like, okay, cool, thanks.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Blink twice if you need help.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, so the last question then, and I apparently almost jumped in front of you.
That's
so
okay.
How do you know when it's marriage time?
Yes. How do you know?
Because I thought you were just going to tell me it's just because of God, which is true.
It is true.
But how do you know when it's marriage time?
God will tell you. Sorry, you said it. I had to say it. So as you started telling, I've got another good friend that's a coworker. Really cool guy, very, very colorful stories.
He hangs out with a lot of veterans, guys.
I do. I work with a lot of veterans.
Oh, you do?
I do. It's fun. Lot of fun stories, lot of fun experiences that they tell. So this friend, he was in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's still policy, but for the longest time, Because the Navy goes out and they are on ships for 6 months at a time, they have to be careful with who they're getting married to. Mm-hmm. So they had to, when my buddy was a supervisor in the Navy, there was a policy that you had to get permission from your supervisor before you got married. And he was taught by another mentor of his, and he put it into practice with all of his people under him, that anytime somebody came up and said, "Petty officer, I want to get married. Yeah. You know, I have found the one. I have found the one." And he said it was really funny because there was a guy of Irish descent that, you know, had the accent, had the blonde hair and everything.
Yeah.
You know, my buddy's like, "Oh yeah, the women would just flock to him because of the accent."
Oh, of course.
And he said probably once a month he was like, "I found the one. I found the one." It's like, okay. So his thing, his advice was go on a road trip with somebody. And not just, you know, like 45-minute, you know, go somewhere. He said, go somewhere that's at least 5 hours there, 5 hours back.
I love that.
He said, do that. Because that is a real test, and that is a real good way to judge, should I marry this person? Do I want to spend my life with this person? You know, is this person, do I enjoy their company in these kind of confines?
Wow.
You know, and it is. And you know, he's told the story, you know, the Irish guy would come, you know, Friday, I found the one. He's like, okay, you know what I'm going to say? He's like, okay. And then come Monday, "Well, are you proposing?" "No, I made it 2 hours in and I couldn't." She was putting her feet on the dash and she was doing this and turned right around.
Yep.
You know? Yep. And so it is. And it's funny because he's telling the story and I'm sitting there thinking about our relationship.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know, we did that. Because... So we started courting in February.
Mm-hmm.
In May, we drove down to Texas.
Yep.
Which, you know, and down to your brother's house. So it was probably about 8 hours. We were in the car for 8 hours.
8 hours.
One way.
Yeah. Nine hours headed to my brother. Yeah. 9 hours.
So, yeah. So 8, 9 hours in a car.
A tiny car.
With a little girl in the backseat.
Yep.
You know, so it's like, so, and it was... And not just the road trip, but it was the road trip, then meeting your family.
Yes.
And they didn't like me.
Not at first.
No, they didn't.
Absolutely
they really did not like me
now.
At first. And then it was, you know, 8, 9 hours back.
Yep.
You know, and it was just, yeah.
Yeah.
We survived.
We did. We did. Look, almost 12 yeah. years later, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've been together longer than that, but
that's 13 years ago.
That was 13
years ago.
Yeah. Aw, babe.
Yes.
You look at us now.
Look at us now.
And who'd I mean, and look at
who'd have thought?
Who would have thought? Well, I would have. I've always been fond of you, but it is. It's one of those where you find out somebody's idiosyncrasies. You find out the pet peeves. You find out, like, if do they drive yours a little crazy?
Yep.
Do they do something a little? Because it's like what you might find endearing in the moment might be something that absolutely scratches the nails down the chalkboard later and could potentially be a deal breaker. And it's like, I remember one of our pastors, the one that was actually counseling us and keeping us accountable, is like, what if God comes to you and says, "That's it. What do you do?" And we basically said, we say... You know, this was nice. We'll see you later. I'll see you at church or whatever. Because in that space, it is, you have to, I think that's a key too. That's got to be a key factor.
Yeah.
If it's time to get married, you know, yes, as far as asking God if it's time to get married, but it's like, do you see forever with this person?
Yeah.
Is this something that you say... Like, because ultimately there's days, and we, you and I always say this, with God, we can do this, right?
Yes.
You and I both know that we can live without each other.
Yes.
right? Like we know this. It's, you know,
we don't want to, but we could.
We do, and that part.
Yeah.
It's that part.
Yeah.
It's, I could live without you.
Yeah.
But I don't want to.
I mean, again, when I know it wasn't like a massive time apart, but you know, I went for 45 days down to Puerto Rico to help with hurricane recovery.
Right.
It wasn't our favorite month and a half, but we survived. We could do it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. But it's not even that, not even just being away from each other, but it's a thing. It's like, okay, if this person walked away from you today, like, do you see forever with them? You know, is this something, or is it what you see in front of you? Because that was his other question. Okay. So here's another question for those that are listening. He said, Dina, if Luke doesn't change or grow from this point, are you still okay with him?
Because again, I was a new,
brand new Christian.
Fairly new Christian at the time. And I was, there was a whole lot of growth and change going on in my life.
Yeah.
In and that season.
And he's like, if this is as good as it gets, is that good enough for you? And I honestly looked at him and said, yes, actually it is. And that was not me settling. I think that that's a big one. You want to make sure that you don't go, well, I mean, I can see us, you know, that he's a good enough guy.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, we don't fight, so we might as well get married.
You know, if these are the kind of conversations that are in your head, or if these are the thoughts, or or, you know, we've been together for so long already, so I mean, we might as well.
You know, she's put in the time. I might as well give her a ring.
Gross. But it's true, right? Like, it's true. We have all this chemistry, or we had so many people that said we weren't going to make it, and you know what? They were right, but by golly, we're going to prove them wrong, and we're going to get together and do this anyway. And it's like, just pump the brakes, dude. Yeah.
Or the opposite.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I mean, everybody says we're good together, so we might as well get married. Well, but if you're not feeling it, if you know it's not right, to heck with what everybody else says.
Right.
You know, that they do not have your best intent. They do not have your best interests involved in their heads.
Yeah. Or they have the best interests, but
they have best intentions.
But they don't.
They don't have your best interests.
That's
heart.
It. But they don't. They don't know the full situation.
Right.
It's like, it is. So if it's like, even if you're second guessing, you know, a lot of times, well, you know, you're going to second guess a little bit. I think so, but not really. I don't think so. I don't think to the point of what people think. Like, there's cold feet. I understand that. But I didn't have cold feet with you.
No.
Cold feet on the first one, not with you. Right? Like, this is a bad idea. Probably shouldn't be doing this with you. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
Why are we not married yet? Let's do this.
Yeah.
So I think that there's a difference there.
Yeah.
I think you need to ask hard questions.
Yes.
You need to ask yourself the hard questions, and you need to be prepared to hear the hard answers.
Yeah.
And even if it's not no, it might be not right now. Or it's, hey, maybe it is no.
Yeah. I would also say, you know, in addition to like a pastor being, you know, giving like premarital counseling or stuff like that, find somebody that's not a pastor to be like a disinterested, neutral third party and run some of these questions.
I love that.
You know,
we had one.
We did.
We had Zangy.
We did have a Zangy.
Yep.
Yeah, I think everybody needs a Zangy in their life.
Zangy, we love you.
Yeah. Yep. I would also kind of say, kind of with the, you know, how do you know when it's marriage time, and you know the length of courting.
Yeah.
It's also what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
Because we've known people.
That's good.
We've known people that have, you know, they were engaged for, you know, like 3 or 4 years. 5 years, you know, but it was because they wanted to finish school. They were in college. So it's like, okay, we got engaged early, but we're going to wait until we get married.
That's actually one of those prerequisites in our daughter's life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of happened to us because we were ready to get married.
Yeah.
But we decided to wait until I was finished with college.
Right.
And then it was that weekend that I graduated college on Friday. We got married on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, just because it was
a husband and a father all in one weekend.
That's right. It was awesome. You know, but again, so it's, you know, but that was what was going on in our life.
Right.
You know, if you can, you know, if it works out for y'all, you know, and God says it's good, you know, and you've had all these hard conversations and you're like, you know what, this is the genuinely the one I want to spend the rest of my life with, you know, and, you know, go for it, you know, but it feels like this, I feel like my cop-out answer is like, there's a lot of conversations and what is God saying?
Period. Because you're not going to have all the conversations worked out beforehand. You're just not. You're not going to have all the conflicts that are going to come along the way. Because especially if you are a couple that have never lived together and you don't live together, and then all of a sudden you are living together, you're going to find things out about each other that just were not in the handbook, right?
My favorite is toothpaste.
Yes.
You know, because almost everybody squeezes the toothpaste tube separate, you know, differently. And, you know,
and they're usually married to each other.
And they usually are married to each other. You know, but again, it's you know, it's stuff like that could possibly drive you up the wall. Like, oh my gosh, why do you do that?
Yeah.
You know, and again, you know, but again, that's something you're not going to know until after you're married.
Right. And you've got to pick your battles. You've got to figure this out. Again, evaluate. Be very real with yourself. If this never changes, is this still going to be okay?
Yeah.
If this doesn't, you know, this seems to grade me a little bit about his personality. Okay, is it a make or break?
Yeah.
What category does this stand in? Well, she does this and such and such and such. Okay, is that something to where you say, okay, I can't live with the rest of my life with you?
Yeah.
Or is that something that you can say, you know what, in light of eternity, this isn't going to matter? You be honest.
Yeah.
Be very, very honest. And we joke, but we don't joke.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of red flags, or a lot of just conversations that just need to be had.
Yeah.
Have a tendency to be pushed to the wayside, because when things start getting a little uneasy, or you get uncomfortable with whatever the conversation may be, then it's like, oh, well, let's just make out.
Yeah.
Or let's just, you know, let's just sweep it under the rug, and let's just, you know, we're not, you know what, never mind, it's not a big deal. No, you need to have these conversations.
You do.
Because this is, as measly small as this is, if you do not bring it out into the light and have a conversation, it can genuinely fester into such a space to where it could absolutely destroy the relationship.
Yeah. And ultimately, let's keep in mind that, you know, the goal of courtship is marriage.
Yes.
You know, we're talking about, you know, the length of dating. You know, I'm guessing it's before marriage. And, you know, how do you know when it's time to get married?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because ultimately your vows to each other are also a covenant to God.
That's right.
You know, because God is going to be involved in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is going to be involved in your family. God is going to be involved in your lives. And, you know, that covenant, you know, you can look through the Bible and look to see how important not just a marriage covenant, but just covenants with God, how important those are. You know, I remember reading or hearing a story of, you know, when God made the covenant with Abraham. Was it Abraham, I think?
Yes.
I might be wrong.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Where he put him asleep and he split the animals and kind of walked with, you know, quote unquote, walked with Abraham, you know, but between this, what that was making a covenant. And somebody said that, you know, back then they would actually do that. They would split animals in half and put them on each side. And the two people making a covenant would walk between this row of split animals.
Yeah.
And it was to signify and to say, if I break this covenant with you, you can do to me what has been done to these animals.
That's crazy. That's, I mean, that's deep.
It is.
Until death.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, and I think there's too many people nowadays that are treating marriage like it's a casual thing.
Shoot, babe.
You know, it's like I think people are forgetting the heaviness and the reverence and the importance and the permanence that comes with marriage vows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like it feels like too many people, you know, are treating it of, you know, well, I checked this box. Yep, I met with the pastor. I checked that box. You know, the pastor's like, yep, I met with them. I checked that box.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, married. You know, yep, you got a ring. Okay, go ahead and kiss. Congrats.
Yeah.
You know,
you're a Christian? They're a Christian? Hey, listen, not all Christians should be getting married to each other.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. Yeah.
You know, but it is. I think there needs to be that reminder.
Yeah.
The weightiness, the importance of marriage vows, of the marriage covenant.
Yeah.
You know, because I do. I feel like too many people are just going into marriage for the wrong reasons, or they're going into marriage casually and just, well, God will bless it. We're married now. God will bless it.
Right.
You sure about that?
Yeah. Yeah. To a point, he will. He'll help you through it, but you've got to surrender.
You do.
You've got to surrender. You've got to, okay, so we do have a couple out there that are listening to this and saying, okay, well, I mean, we are those people. Like,
we went into casually. Am I now gone?
Yeah. And it's like, no, like God can absolutely rework that for you, right? And completely come into that space. You've got to let him though. Mm-hmm. You've got to let him.
Yeah.
You've got to be, I literally walked up to a young man at our church that has recently gotten married and looked at him and I was like, don't be afraid to change. Don't be afraid to grow. Don't be afraid to allow the Holy Spirit to come into this space and even rework you, even in the midst of your marriage. Because just because we are now married doesn't mean that you and I stopped growing.
Yeah.
We are not the same people we were 12 years ago. We're just not. And are there strong foundations and are there things that just neither one of us have ever changed our mind and we are the same people when it comes to that? Yeah. But there's wisdom, you know, there's a greater understanding, even a greater knowledge of each other and just what God has created each one of us to be. And that's beautiful, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's deciding to say, I'm not just going to grow by myself anymore. I'm going to grow together with somebody else too. The two become one flesh. Like we start becoming, you know, again, it doesn't mean we have to do the same thing. We don't have to be in the same ministries. We don't have to. It means that we have a covenant that says, I've got your back.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere. I am your ride or die. I get to stick with you for the rest of our days and I get to dig in and keep digging and finding all these beautiful treasures that God has encapsulated you with.
Yeah.
I get to be your cheerleader. I get to be our kids, you know, loudest voice in the stands. You know, it's knowing that you get to be this person's support system. You get to be this person's just running with.
Yeah.
You get to be the one that gets to stand behind this person and push them and launch them into who it is that God has created them to be.
And comfort them when they need it.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Just all of it. Just all of it. You know, you get to be the one that kicks their chair and says, hey, didn't you say that this is what you felt like this is supposed to be doing? Where are you on that?
Yeah.
In a space where you love them enough to see them succeed in everything and not let, we're going to go on a walk every day, babe. Okay, here we go.
Yep.
It's blasted hot. It's freezing cold. Yep. Okay, welcome to Missouri.
Yep.
But it's like, are we keeping the promises that we are making? Not just to the other person, but to ourselves. Listen, I choose you.
Yeah.
And I'll continue. That's literally on our wall. I choose you and I'll continue to choose you all the days of my life. I choose to choose you.
Yeah.
I choose to be in love with you. It's not falling in love with you, because if I fell into it, I could fall out.
Mm-hmm.
It's choosing. It's looking at the marriage covenant that you have with a person, and that's when you know.
Yeah.
I am choosing to lay my agendas down, to lay my life down for this person, because this is who God has created to walk with me.
Yeah.
And it's and so when you know that, or if you're in that in the marriage now and you're not feeling that, ask God to deal with you.
Yeah.
Ask him why.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him to rekindle that fire, relight that flame, whatever it needs to do what needs to be done to get you motivated and moving and in love with that person again.
Yeah. And have the hard conversations of, hey, it feels like we're drifting.
Yeah.
It feels like we're drifting in life and it feels like we're drifting apart.
Yeah.
We need to fix this.
Yeah.
I want to fix this.
Yes.
Not the we need to or you need to.
Yeah.
I want to fix this.
Yeah.
I want us to be better. I want us to be better. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would say to answer the question as far as I like that it's not about timelines.
No.
I don't believe it's ever been about timelines.
No.
Again, the dating, you know, younger, I don't like the preteen.
No.
And I don't like just on the cusp of the other. Again, just because that was the way that I was raised.
Yeah.
And I think it worked out really well. But I do believe, because the one that asked this question, like, she's got her crew, like, yeah. And where one might be 16, the other one might have to wait till they're 21.
Yeah.
What, if where one might be, you know, 17, the other one.
I'm even with Gabri, you know, it was like, you know, when she was 14, 15, she was like, you know, she was chopping at the bit, you know, hey, as soon as I'm 16, I can go date.
Yeah.
She turned 16. No, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she went to a dance, went, without the permission of us.
Yes.
She had permission to go to the dance, but not to meet the boy.
Yes.
And so she met a boy there, and I'm really grateful that it did not go well.
Yes.
And I think that kind of just turned her off of that scenario for a little bit. But I also believe us as parents or caregivers or whoever you are in this young person's life, right? Or even the older person, when you are a good person to say, and there's a certain word I want to use, reinforce. Mm-hmm. When you reinforce the worth of the person, when you reinforce the worth of your teenager, your 20-something-year-old, your 30-something-year-old, okay? When you start reinforcing their worth of the beauty of who God created them to be, and then you reinforce the worth of other people, because, again, that's back to your statement about the men being taught a certain way and then the women being taught a certain way. If we as men and women start respecting, honoring, seeking, wanting to do unto them what we want done to us, then I think you start seeing that a healthy generation start springing forth.
Yeah.
And they want nothing but the good because they deserve nothing but good.
Yeah.
When you know your worth, you know what it is that you should have.
Yeah.
And it's not a, I'm so good at, it's no, this is what God intended. His intent was for a loving, generous, kind, good, healthy relationship. And that goes both ways.
Right.
Honor, respect, love, cherish. These are big, big words.
Yeah.
And those need to be going towards the men and towards the women. And then see what God does.
Yes. Amen.
I hope this answered the questions, or at least our opinions.
Yeah.
Y'all could completely have a different opinion about it, but that's what we see. That's how we see it. That's how we did it.
Yeah.
So.
That's what we've experienced. That's what we've seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I was 36 when we got married. 35? 36. I was 36.
Yeah.
Is that right? It doesn't matter. It's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's right. So whether you're 16 or whether you're 36, it applies.
Yeah.
It all applies.
It does.
Those are fundamental basis of that you want to seek in any relationship at any given time.
Yeah.
Let it be something that is God ordained, God breathed.
That's right.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right,
guys. We did it.
I love this. I love this. Okay. So keep the questions coming. Have the most beautiful week.
And enjoy the journey.